This is a Niche Radio podcast. For more, visit www.nicheradio.co.za.
Welcome everybody, welcome to Trader Gang Money Matters. This week we're going to be discussing tips of how to save money, what you need to do in order to be financially free in the long run, okay? Now, firstly, it's always important to recognize that the conventional ways of saving, outside of investing, outside of the market, outside of trading, they work, okay? So, for example, you have to save. Doesn't matter if you save 10% of your income. It doesn't matter if you save your additional income or extra income that you make on the side. You can avoid, you know, certain situations that you would otherwise find yourself in if you didn't save, especially on the long run. So another way definitely is you have to live below your means. You know, there's people that often compete with other people. You compare yourself to other people. Even your spending habits are more than the other people that you compare yourself with. So you do not try to do that. Do not live above your means. That means if, let's say, you're earning 5,000 rand and you want to, but your bills and expenses are 20,000 rand, you know, that's definitely not the way to do it. You know, it's quite sad if you find that, you know, let's say when you're 50, you don't even have income or any way of making income that can help you. You know, no investments are paying out, and you basically just literally have to rely on your retirement. Having a retirement annuity is fine. You know, setting up something for retirement is absolutely fine. But the problem is inflation and all those things definitely affect how the retirement itself performs. So basically, most people, what I'm saying is, they end up retiring broke because they didn't understand that they thought they were saving towards retirement only to realize that they weren't, you know. So definitely. So you need to start saving now. Also, the relationships that you have. You have to be wary of the relationships that you have, whether in business, whether personal relationships, because that can literally be an influence in your entire life. You know, if your relationship is going to give you stress, and I'm not only talking about like a relationship in terms of, you know, a spousal relationship or girlfriend. No, I'm talking about relationships in general, like the people that you interact with, the people that you keep around you, the people that help you become a better version of yourself. I'm talking about those kind of relationships. You need to make sure that they're healthy because that contributes to your health. And if your health is good, you know, like they always say, healthy mind, healthy body, healthy mind, you know. So it's true. You have to invest in relationships that are going to be beneficial in the long run, okay? And also, you have to make sure that you invest in yourself. If you don't invest in yourself early, as in now, it's going to be very difficult to try and invest in yourself in your 60s. You know what I mean? So, and if you think about it logically, if you were to, in your 60s, you're trying to sort of figure it out only then. And only then you're trying to invest in a business idea, for example. If that business idea fails, unfortunately, you're not going to survive it. And unfortunately, there's things that entrepreneurs that they have to go through. You know, every entrepreneur has challenges that they have to get over. And once they pass those challenges, then I'm not saying it's easy to become an entrepreneur, but once you're done with that entire process of recovering from challenges that would have, you know, knocked you out, then you start maneuvering yourself and you start learning how to move around. You know what I mean? So rather start early. It's always best to start early because you don't know what life holds and you don't know what's coming tomorrow. You need to travel. You need to see the world. It will open up your mind. It will open up knowledge. It will help you and broaden your vision and your imagination. So that's definitely something that you have to do without a doubt. You have to do that so that you can see that the world is bigger than what you see around you. Okay? And take risks. you know, it's very hard to take risk when you have responsibilities and you have so much that you're dealing with that you literally have, you know, you're always stressing about whether it paying rent, paying, you know, school fees or anything like that. So take risks and start now before you start having responsibilities, because it gets very difficult once those responsibilities are there. And struggling is good. I always say you always have to think, look at it from this standpoint. If you struggle right now, but you live the rest of your life as a champion, then that struggle is worth it. Either way, you're still going to get your fair share of the struggle. So you'd rather have to, you know, possibly deal with it at a young age so that go past it, and so that you don't have to deal with it later on in life. Okay? Or you can, you know, choose the latter and suffer in the long run and enjoy what's going on right now, I suppose, you know. So it's totally up to you. These are the kind of, you know, habits that you need to adopt. You know, you need to change your mental habits. Change your thinking. Change your mentality about things. And start being optimistic about the kind of future that you can build for yourself. Okay? And also, you have to help people. Helping people is one way that can accelerate your success. If you don't give or you don't help another person, it becomes almost impossible for you to be successful. You can work as hard as you can do whatever, you can make huge sacrifices, but if you're not going to give, then that's not going to work out. Stress how important it is to take risks. You have to take risks. Look at it from, let's say, for example, the bank's perspective. The bank can finance your home, let's say your 4 million rand home, without no certainty or surety that you might lose your job the next day. You see, so that should show you that risk is important. Be it intellectual risk, emotional risk, financial risk, whatever kind of risk, you have to take risks. If your dreams are not scaring you, then you definitely have to dream bigger. You have to dream bigger. Dream so big that the thought of you achieving that dream would be mind-blowing to you, would be something that you truly can't believe that you're the one who did that. You have to keep dreaming, and you have to keep moving forward. Failure will always be there, so do not be afraid to fail. If anything, failure propels you to succeed even more. So basically what I'm saying is, the more you fail, the more you succeed. For me, you know, if I do something and it does not fail first, I question it. So I almost have to fail first, and then I realize that I'm on the right path to success. At this point in my life, I truly believe that I've achieved every dream that I ever wanted. I'm only literally left with one dream, and I'm gonna accomplish it. You know, it's taking a lot to get to that dream, but I understand that's the process. I don't get frustrated by process. If anything, process helps me to stay focused, you know. So you have to build something, create something, anything that you can pass on as your legacy, so to speak. Economic events happening this week. On Wednesday, the 8th of May, on the early morning releases, we have the interest rate cut, which is, we think it's possible in New Zealand. So RBNZ interest rate decision at the Reserve Bank of New Zealand is going to announce its decision, its interest rate decision, during the Asian session. Okay, and that will be happening at 3 o'clock in the morning, Greenwich Mean Time, okay, GMT. Focus on that pay, okay. All the interest rate decisions to be made, choose cautiously. Always remember, it's always easy to to find problems. Okay, it's so easy to find problems. The chick is being on the other side and actually finding the solutions to those problems. There's always problems everywhere. All you need to do is solve those problems. If you could interview or write a letter to the younger you, what would you say to them? Obviously, you cannot live your life wondering about what's going to happen tomorrow and being worried about that, but if you could speak to the younger version of you, what would you tell them? That should be your moral compass. Something that keeps you in check, something that keeps you focused, something that gets you up at night or during the day. And now, a bank story for the week. A new 1.2 billion rand mega mall just got announced in Pretoria. Tell us what you think about it. Considering, you know, the rental figures just came out. The bond market, yeah. So just tell us what you think. A lot of people may feel like, you know, they should be building school instead of so many malls. But yeah, let's discuss further. Also, there's elections tomorrow. So who are you voting for? Let's discuss further on social media.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.